Seeing what you cannot see. Seeing what's worth seeing. Most of what is there to see can't be seen neither in the small picture, nor does it match what is already approved to see in the culture. When I look what kinds of fiction, what kinds of stuff attracts people nowadays, I find that the most popular genre is the kind of fiction where evil almost wins. Almost. People satisfy their need to eliminate boredom, their need for information, their need to see more with fiction. Or with conspiracy theories. Satisfy their need to hate and make sense of their hate in a politically correct fashion. Make sense of their accumulating venom and clear it. All this because they are unwilling or unable to actually look at and see the big picture. In the big picture, it is only going the way it's going, and there is nothing wrong with it, even if it kills life. Or at least intelligent life. In my latest pondering about intelligent life, I have come to the conclusion that intelligence does not evolve, does not emerge in areas or on planets where you don't need it. Intelligence evolves due to a need of life to survive. Our planet and its tilt from its axis is possibly the secret of being home to the only intelligent species. And the more life is easy, less intelligent this species is becoming. A little bit more about the tilt. The tilt is the secret to the changing seasons. It is hard to have to adjust every few months, but it's stimulating. And stimulus is the secret sauce. Individually, until the stimulation comes from the inside, what drives evolution is the stimulation from the outside. Humanity is getting dumber, less intelligent because it is a rare person who has stimulation from the inside. Instead, modern human lives by the demands of the culture, consume, fast, faster, faster, faster. All that faster demand makes you fix, feel scarcity, and run faster and faster doing nothing, seeing nothing, accomplishing nothing. One of the issues is people eating without chewing. And getting ill. Looking too fast and seeing nothing. People have tactics, but no strategy. In the starting point measurements one of the measures is if you can plan the future. 40. Can you plan long range? It is rare when I find someone who can. Strategy is long range. Tactic is myopic. And the culture is myopic. So what is the solution? For an individual who doesn't want to be stuck in the hamster wheel like life of the culture. Doesn't want to remain stuck in chasing the more better and different. Slowing down could be a good move, even a long-range strategy. But it is not a solution by itself. Because if you still only see the narrow picture, your life will still be much of the same, even if you slowed down. One of the biggest missing is seeing the big picture. It's across the board, and across all levels of intelligence. Another is seeing everything from the same vantage point, your self-interest or your self-concern. Slow or fast, it will still lead to a life of no joy. Slow is just one aspect. The from where, seeing slash looking differently is another. The attitude underneath either or both never changes automatically. One of my clients is starting to eat slower, even choose his food. But the attitude underneath hasn't been revealed, so it makes no difference yet. One of the attitudes that can hide underneath the hurry is don't feel. Because it seems that what the person would feel is bad news. It would say, you are nothing. And being nothing feels like a death sentence. It isn't. But it feels like it. I spent most of my time during these past almost 40 years shedding all the things I thought I was, or I wanted to be. My goal was to get to nothing. Or more accurately, no thing. I have been there for the past 3 years. And the last little thing dropped this week. As I shared it in yesterday's email. Seeing the big picture is a practice, not just a capacity. You cannot see the big picture, until you stop, step back, and look. Now, here, at the looking level, your vibration, your intelligence, your experience, your knowledge level is very important. You can't catch what you don't see, and you can't see what you haven't seen before. You can only see what you recognize. You recognize it because you have seen it before, you have labeled it. And it is part of the collective mind, the collective consciousness. Recognition. Recognition. Knowing it again. This is not what this article is about. This is seeing what you and others haven't seen before. Seeing that is truly new. Seeing that is not part of mainstream. Looking, poking, until you see what you haven't seen before is a unique capacity only a very few have. Really few, like about 9 in a generation, on a planetary level. That's really few, right? I am one of the 9. But those who can see what they haven't been seen before, normally share it, teach it, so others can learn to see it too. Your ability to learn from them will depend on your willingness to train your eyes to see what you don't see. Willingness to see is in short supply. Why? Because the main human attitude is unwillingness. Resistance. This is why evolution of the species depends on 9 people and their ability to teach. The lowest level of human consciousness is understanding. Why? Because understanding is like a period at the end of a sentence. Every time you understand something, you say case closed, now I understand. I am done, I am perfect. No need to look or listen anymore. Understanding is the enemy of looking and the enemy of seeing. The lower your intelligence, the lower your consciousness, the more often you understand. The next lowest level is knowing. Knowing is a total denial of anything you haven't seen. Denying the existence of anything other than what you profess you know. It is another period at the end of a sentence. It is the enemy of looking, the enemy of doubt, the enemy of intelligence. Because it is closed. It is dead. It is deadly. Another way to stimulate intelligence and consciousness is curiosity. The type of questions you ask. The more closed-end questions you ask, the type of questions that are answered with a yes, a no, or maybe, the lower you are on the consciousness scale. Why is a question that indicates low consciousness? Because the question itself professes to see the source of the question accurately. How is also low consciousness? Same error as in why. Seeing the small picture, unable even to think that there is a bigger picture. What else, start to get into the zone of intelligence and higher consciousness. It is uncomfortable to think that outside of what you see there is a whole world out there, more important than what you do see. Only engaging in activities, with this specific mindset, raises your vibration, or raises your intelligence. Why? Because doing activities like that is friction. Doing activities like that is bumping up against the unknown. Your response to the unknown raises your consciousness, raises your intelligence, raises your vibration. In another word, what do you do when you bump up against the unknown, the uncertain, the invisible, the frightening? Having revealed the existence of the 3 types of mites I have found on myself, has shown it clearer than my spiritual work ever could. Why? Because only a tiny fragment of humanity is interested in matters of the soul. And their level of interest is not high consciousness, more like curiosity, wishful thinking, magical thinking. The number of people who believe in entities, extraterrestrials, spells and such is staggering. They are entities, spirits, angels, gods, etc. They are a low consciousness explanation of the phenomena that borders. Phenomena that bumps up against the unknown, against what you don't see. It is jumping into an easy answer to avoid looking, to avoid training your eyes to see what you can't see. But when the phenomenon is physical, when the thing you can't see is an insect, one would think that you would want to train your senses to see it. Feel it. Distinguish it for yourself. Because of their tininess, this process would raise your consciousness, your intelligence, your vibration. If you participated with it, it would save your life. It would be also an expression of caring, love, the feelings you so ardently say you have. But your behavior belies your lies. You are not really interested. You are not even interested in saving your life. And you prefer to go to a healer, or to a shaman, or to a god. This leaves a handful of people to fight for all of humanity. Humanity? Low intelligence jumping jacks. Including the scientists. Why am I surprised? Yesterday I observed people next door. There were some children among them, visiting. The children were like clever monkeys, like little entertainers, doing, saying the things the parents, other adults would respond to with laughter. No intelligent behavior would have elicited that in the adults. After all, intelligence, inquiry, experimentation are the enemies of the cohesive ignorance that humanity calls society. The few brave souls that escape society are outsiders. At best tolerated, at worst killed. Society, family, culture is the enemy of progress, the enemy of consciousness, the enemy of intelligence. When the end of times comes, only the outsiders will live, the ones that look long enough, differently enough, with curiosity to see what they can't see. Get your sight activated. As I said above, seeing is not just a capacity, it is also a practice of looking. How, from where, the attitude underneath, curiosity. They all need to be practiced of what you see won't change. Can't change. Seeing is every minute of every day. Seeing is not an event. Not seeing the steps, not seeing the process, not seeing what it takes to accomplish something, for example, result in a non-producer life. You are not a producer? You'll never have fulfillment. So you'll never love yourself. You'll never love your life. The ultimate question is, what was first, the attitude or not seeing?